Good afternoon. So, what's the agenda for today? What's this? What do you think you're doing? You freed your restraints. You're not trying to escape, are you? Oh, my little pet. Do you honestly think you can fool me? I'm your teacher. I think of everything. You fell over trying to free yourself. And you succeeded. I assumed that you attempted to escape through the window. Well, unlucky for you. I thought of that too. They're bulletproof. Remember, I think of everything. What is with you people? What is with you and the windows? It's windows. It's the windows. It's always the windows. Have you any idea how many people have tried to escape through the windows and failed? It's pathetic. You're pathetic. Hey. Hey, whoa. Whoa. Now. Don't even think about moving. Not unless you want to get cut. Oh, this. This isn't just a knife. It's a balisong. A butterfly knife. It's a folding pocket knife that originates from the Philippines. You would know this if you had paid any attention in class. Oh? You don't think I'll cut you? You don't know what I'm capable of. So you don't think I would slowly walk closer to you and hold this knife against your throat? Just like this. I see your legs shiver. Your adrenal glands must be firing up so much epinephrine. You know, adrenaline. It's shooting all up in your bloodstream. I wonder if we'll be able to see any of that. See any of your blood? You're sorry? Well, it's a little too late for that. Get down on your knees. Do you want to get cut? I said get down on your knees. I said kneel. There you go. Good little pet. Staying down on your knees. Is this not simpler? Is this not your natural state? Because now, you have to do whatever I say. Perhaps you forgot how to address me already. What is it that you call me? That's correct. You have to address me as master. Now, just because you answered me correctly doesn't mean you're off the hook. You've tried to leave campus when I specifically told you that's not allowed. You must be punished for being so disobedient. Anger me? Oh, no, sweetie. I'm not even mad. This is great. You're enticing. I've learned so much about your resilience. This just makes it easier to eventually break you. It's a lot of fun, you know? Having you at my mercy. I have so much control over you. I own you. And you're mine. All mine. Oh, your knees are starting to hurt. Oh, poor little pet, you've been kneeling for so long. I don't care. You will stay down there and remain obedient to me, like a good little pet. Do you understand? Good. Now, what could be a good punishment for you? Mental punishment? I could give you detention and leave you tied to the bed, with nothing but your thoughts. Or perhaps I can do something physical, and give you some pleasurable pain? I wonder what I could do with you. Oh, I know. Let's play a game. What kind of game? Well, of course you are familiar with hide and seek. The rules are simple. I will give you 10 seconds to hide within the campus. And don't even think about escaping. I have the exit sealed shut. What am I going to do with you when I find you? Oh, sweetie, I wouldn't worry about that. You have your priorities all wrong. Don't think about what I'm going to do to you. Worry more about where to hide. Don't worry. You'll have a lot more time. I can't run with a knife, you know. I might hurt myself. Get up. Now I'm gonna turn around, and you will hide. Do you understand? Good. So it begins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come. Oh, where could you be? You know I could hear you the entire time, right? I heard every footstep, every door you opened, every breath you made. It's only a matter of time. Ring around a rosy, a pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. There you are. Found you, my little pet. That was absolutely exhilarating. Didn't you feel the rush? Now that I finally got my hands on you, I can finally do whatever I want. Oh, don't worry. It's just handcuffs. It won't kill you. So, how does it feel? How does it feel to have your back against the wall? Do you feel claustrophobic, being confined in this locker? What if I got closer and took a nice look at that cute face of yours? You're completely pinned down. Nowhere to go, nowhere to run. You have to give your full attention to me. You won't ever leave my side, right? You can't. You can't leave my side. I love you. In my own sick, twisted way. I love you. Don't worry, I won't hurt you. This knife was all for show. I was never going to hurt you. So don't try to escape, please. Please. Don't you try anything like that ever again. It's because I love you. Now I know what you're thinking. I know that you're a fan of Panic at the Disco. I see your shirts in class. I know one of their songs. This is Gospel. And you might be thinking, if you love me, let me go. No, I won't let you go. I won't ever let you go. You are mine forever. Do you understand? Yes, what? That's right. Yes, master. Good little pet. Now, as a punishment, I'm gonna leave you in here for about an hour. I know, I did say that I wouldn't hurt you, but that doesn't mean that I won't punish you. Maybe you'll learn your lesson this time. I don't care. I really, really don't care. I like you there. It's like I'm keeping you in my pocket. Goodbye and good night.